Sometimes it's not necessarily a word that you get in order to obey, but it's a press. It's an inner press. And I was about to make a decision this week, and John, you came into my heart. And when that happened, I said to the Lord, what am I supposed to release to this man? And he reminded me of my decision making when I first started to listen to the Lord. And sometimes he would speak to me through his word, and I would have a press to obey. It wasn't a word, it was just a press, or like a compulsion, if you wish, very light, not dictatorial. And as I would walk out the instruction, like I did this morning, as I entered that cemetery, driving in, I immediately saw my hand go up. And I had not purposed to do that. It just happened. And my spirit began to intercede and to release and to decree. Now, my brain is trying to figure out what I'm saying. Because my brain is always nosy. How many have problems with the brain being nosy? Thank you. So my brain is nosy, and I have an awareness that I'm doing something in the realm of the spirit. And I want to remind you that because of head knowledge, I have a lot of head knowledge about Chicopee. Alright? Even though I've never lived here, I've been, let's say, directed through this area for many years. And as I was driving through, God began to reveal an open heaven area in this Fuller Road area 30 years ago. And every time I would go by that particular place, the Holy Spirit would download information to me. Now you say, well, why? Why would he choose that particular road? I don't know. It's not my business to know. It's his business to download wherever he's comfortable. Amen? It might just be on the throne in your bathroom that he'll download information to you. Because you'll finally shut the world out. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. So let him download where he needs to give you information. It might be in church. It might be in your office. It might be when you're laying down in bed in the morning. Just ready to get up and, oh my God, you got a brand new thought. And you know it wasn't yours. Amen?
Amen.
Go with it. And then say to the Lord, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right, Lord, but if there's something off center, check my spirit. Do something. Check me. You know, to stop me if I'm going in the wrong direction. Can you relate?
Yeah.
Just obey. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to obey. Because he told me to go to James chapter 1, verse 4. That's what I heard this morning. James chapter 1, verse 4. And he said, amplify. Okay. How many know you can obey when you hear from the Lord? James chapter 1, verse 4. I can do that. Amen? Now, I'm not going to tickle your ears this morning. I'm going to be serious. Because you know what it is? It's grow-up time. So look at your neighbor. Say, it's grow-up time. It's time to mature. It's time to grow up. Yeah. We can't be babies forever. Amen? We can't be children forever. How many never wanted to be what their parents were? Come on, put your hand up if you relate to me. Never wanted to be like mom. Never wanted to be like dad. After all, both of them were alcoholics. I mean, you know, who the hell wants to follow that pattern? Unless you want to go straight to hell. You know, in my religious brain, that was what you did. But in reality, God was telling me later on that he used the alcohol and the drugs to keep them alive so that they could come to the Lord. That's a wake-up call and a half, isn't it? How many have reached James chapter 1, verse 4? Are you there yet? Okay, we're going to go. Amplified. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play, and do a thorough work. do a thorough work so that you may be perfectly and fully developed. I like the amplification because it says with no defects. With no defects, nevertheless. Okay? Lacking in nothing. I said, whoa, okay. So, let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play. And do a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed, with no defects, lacking in nothing. Well, that's a mouthful. Back it up one verse. Be assured and understand that the trials and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. That'll keep you chewing for a while. Amen? And verse 2 says, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in and encounter trials of any sort, and fall into various temptations. Now that doesn't sound logical at all. I mean, who likes to fall into various temptations? Well, the scripture says, consider it what? It's a joyful thing. Not in my book. Well, from God's perspective, He's watching how you're going to respond. He's going to watch and see what you're going to do with the mess that you just fell into. Yeah. And what is He going to do? Is she going to start acting like a brand new baby? Wah! I'm a sinner! Look at me! I'm hopeless! Or are you going to act like an adult? Well, God, I just learned something. What are you going to use this for your glory? How are you going to educate me through this mess that I just fell in? How are you going to mature me so that I don't go around weighing, wah! How ugly I am, I'm a poor sinner! Oh! And you can fill in the blank. You're not a poor sinner, you are a saved person. You are a redeemed person. That's where you are. You're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Okay, He gave you a declaration. And you're not going to like this one. So I'm warning you. Go to Matthew with me, please. Matthew. And in Matthew, you're going to go to chapter 5. Verse 44. Amplified. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Be what? A warrior for those who are persecuting you. Because there's some out there that can't stand your guts. Why? Because you have Christ Jesus in you. The same Holy Ghost that was in Christ Jesus is inside of you, and they can't stand the light. They can't stand the light. They're having a hard time with who you are. And you wonder what's wrong with them. They're normal. In their own eyes, they are A1. But when they get close to you, you are in irritation. Do you ever watch creatures of darkness when the light turns on? Do you ever lift up a rock and see a bunch of dark bugs? And when you lift up the rug and the sun, yeah? You lift up the rug and the sun hits, what happens to the bugs? Why? They can't stand the light. They're creatures of darkness. What were you before you were born again? What were you? You were a creature of darkness, yes? You love the dark. I mean, how many know that the teenagers like to party? When do they party? When it's dark. I listened to a program the other night. I was stunned. They were showing all these wonderful bars and places for people to gather in Copenhagen. And guess what time they finish? What time do you think the party finishes? 7 a.m. They party till 7, then they go to bed. Okay? And the guy said, well, what time do they get started? When it starts to get dark, depending on the season. Isn't that a clue? Why do you think they can't stand you? Why do you think God says they need prayer? This is the Lord speaking. I tell you, love your enemies. Love them when they're misbehaving. Yes. What? Pray for those who persecute you, to show that you are children of your Father, who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the wicked and on the good, makes the rain fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers. For if you love those who love you, what reward can you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brethren, what more than others are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles, the heathen, do that? Verse 48 is my captured sentence. I want you to capture it. I want you to circle it in your Bible. You, therefore, if you feel like it, can become perfect. If it's wonderful and comfortable for you, you're going to be just like your daddy. That's Kim's version. The way it's written is, you therefore must be perfect, must be perfect, must be perfect. It's not a broken record. As your heavenly Father is perfect. That is, grow into complete maturity of godliness in your mind, in your character, having reached the proper heights and virtues and integrity. Say, ouch. He's calling me to perfection. He was calling the 12 to perfection. He wanted them to be mature. James had to bite the same bullet as you and me. And he was telling him, wake up, body of Christ. It's time to remove this head thought pattern that says, oh, poor me. Because once you start wearing that pattern of thinking, you are going to go into depression. And then the enemy will take you for a ride because you feel sorry for yourself, like a child. Amen? Take your diapers off. It's time to get trained. Go to the bathroom when you need to. And go often. Okay? Because you've got a lot of manure inside. It has to leave your brain as well as the rest of your body. The infected thought patterns from the flesh have to go. Down the drain. Flush it. Get rid of it. And it's not comfortable. You might have a few belly aches along the way. Yes or no? Why? Because this garbage has got to come out. And you and I have to choose to let it go out. Because if you want to hold on to it, the Lord will let you hold on to it. How many have got a few weaknesses they don't want to let go? Tell the Lord about it, please. Stop trying to perform it on your own. Stop trying to make yourself perfect on your own, because you can't. Now we're going to go why. Why can't I be perfected on my own? Because then you'd get full of pride. Oh, I'm so holy! Woo-hoo! How many have met a few holy people like that? They are full of holes. And believe me, they leak all over you. Okay, I could be vulgar and use the wrong word here, but I'm not going to do that. Are you ready to go a little deeper? Go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, chapter 5. 1 Peter, chapter 5, gives you a solution. Are you ready? Verse 8. Be well balanced, temperate, sober-minded, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Your instructions. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted and established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood. The whole body of Christians throughout the world. So sometimes you feel I'm the only one to get picked on. You're not the only one. But if you recognize that everyone else goes through this in maturing, you're not going to be so, let's say, focused on me, myself, and I. Okay? Verse 10. After you have suffered a little while. Say it. After I have suffered a little while. The God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete. Will himself complete and make you what you ought to be. Who's going to do the work? Say it. Will himself complete. If I let him. If I let him. If I don't let him, I'm going to continue trying to perfect myself and get holy on my own and then get full of pride about it, and nobody's going to be able to handle me, including God. God will not be able to get through to you if you're full of pride. Did you ever try to talk to a stubborn and old person that doesn't want to change their ways? And you are trying to make them aware of something that they're making a mistake on. Did you ever try? I had a crash program when I first was married. And patience. I had an individual that was elderly that I needed to convince to move from one room to another. And they had this self-pity attitude that was so intense that it took me a day and a half to convince them. And they bawled, they did everything that a child would do at 80 years old because they refused to upgrade to a better room. And you know what? I felt like an idiot during the whole process. Trying to convince a mature person that you need to leave this room and upgrade to a better room, which is going to be a better for you. And they've got this, oh, well, I'm just a worm. I like it down here where it's dirty. Yeah. 80 years old. And I can't convince this person that they need to change and again upgrade. Put you in a better place, a better room, clean, well prepared. You know, the windows are clean, the curtains are new, and the wallpaper has been repaired, and the ceiling's been painted, and there's a new floor, and everything is nice. Well, it's too nice for me. What kind of BS is that? And a day and a half to convince this person to do it. Because they've got to move on. They've got to go to a better place. They don't want to go, and it's in the same house. It's not 3 miles down the road. It's in the same building. What kind of stubbornness is that? What kind of pride is that? Well, it's too good for me. And wept and wept and wept. It's too nice for me. Oh my goodness, it's much too nice for me. And cried and cried. My flesh wanted to straighten out a few thoughts in there. My flesh did not get its way because I tried with all earnestness to let Jesus do it, because I learned how to pray. Why was that hardship a part of my life? So I could learn to trust God. Even in my little tiny bit of knowledge that I had, I was 20 years old. Okay? And I was trying to educate an 80-year-old, thinking they should know better. Yoo-hoo. How many did you ever perceive they should know better? Some people at 80 don't know what you know at 20. That's hard pills to swallow. That's the truth. And that's a gospel for you. He himself complete and make you what you ought to be. Establish and ground you securely, and I like this part, and strengthen and settle you. He will strengthen you. Not you trying to do it to yourself. He will strengthen you. Now, if it is his job to do all these things, what's the purpose? Because he's going to get the glory. Verse 11 says, to him be dominion, power, authority, and rule forever and ever. Amen. So be it. You know, I'm not 80 yet, but I'm on my way. But I'm trying to let you know, you don't have to wait till you're 80 to move up to a better space. You don't have to wait till you're 80 to come out of your stubbornness. You can be changed if you get the gist. He will change you. You won't feel a thing practically because you know what? It's like seeds that go into the ground. That little mustard seed you saw, it went into the ground. That could very likely be you. Okay? And it's okay. But guess what? You're going to cover what? A whole big territory. And the birds of the air will come and make a nest inside. And it'll be wonderful. Amen? You know, when we are cut back by God, we start wondering if we're sane. Oh my God, why didn't he warn me before I fell? Amen? Why didn't he do this and why didn't he do that? Because if he would have, you would have probably made adjustments and not learned what you expected to learn. Oh, I fell into this horrible temptation. Rejoice. Give thanks. Give him the glory so he can teach and counsel you and bring you to a new level of who you really are in Christ. Yeah? And mature me. Make me perfect like my Father. Make me perfect like my Father. Make me perfect like my Father. Establish me. Make me holy, Lord, like you did with Jesus. Make me into a useful vessel so that I can help others on their journey to heaven. Yes, on their journey to heaven. When? When they're dead? Good heavens, no! When do you enter heaven? When? Yes, when you're born again. You become one with him. You are born of the Spirit. You know, when you were dead and you had no life in you, then you were part of what? Yes, the darkness and what else? The world, yes, and the earth. You were earthy. You were part of the natural realm. Nicodemus gets born again, and Jesus tells him, you haven't had a clue. Even all your studies have given you what? No understanding of the realm of the Spirit. Okay? When you come to the Lord and you say, would you come in and educate me? Recreate me. Make me holy like my Father. You know what? He takes you seriously. And then when things start to crash, and they will crash. When things start to fall apart, and they will fall apart. And when you have temptations of many kinds, and they will have. How many have had a few temptations lately? Thank you. It's okay. It's not the end of the world, is it? Not if you react as a mature person. And you say, okay, God, this is what happened. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to thank you because you're teaching me how to be mature and how to be like you. Father, I can't go deeper with this, but I know that by your Spirit, you will counsel them. And you will comfort those that need to be comforted. And you will educate and transform them from what they were to what they need to be. Father, I trust you that your holy anointing will refresh them as they go forward. They will be, again, able to receive your mercy, your favor, your grace, and your love. Let this be for your glory as they mature.